Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Buffalo selects Jack Eichel.
Why would you do this?
Surprise, surprise. McDavid, Eichel, 1-2. Listen, people who are fans of pro sports in Buffalo, they are tortured fans. Bills, Sabres. How might this young man change things in the city of Buffalo?
He can take a game over by himself because he's just so strong. He's so physical. He can be nasty if he has to be. He has played against men and thrived against men. This is not going to be a big transition for Jack Eichel.
Why would you do that?
That does not make fun of the anniversary.
Not all anniversaries have to be celebrated, Josh.
I think what's really funny hearing that back, how much has changed for the Bills since that? I don't know who was speaking there when he was like tortured sports fans.
Yeah.
You know, the Bill. And that's 2015.
The Bills are.
That feels like there is no end in sight for the drought.
Nearing their end unknowingly.
That's the thing. It nears its end, but it's in a weird season where they have a negative point differential. They're not particularly good, but it happens.
And we all partied. Oh, and we partied.
But like at that point, it felt like there was no end in sight. And like how quickly things have changed where like now the Bills are arguably the second or third most marketable team in the NFL.
Yeah, it took 2 years.
Behind only Philadelphia and the Chiefs.
Took 2 years from breaking the drought to become this, what they are now. So I do like that you bring up like the Bills and how much things have changed.
It's immediately my thought.
Since that clip. And I'm over here like, why would you do this to me, Joshua?
But also, you think about it, that night of that draft, no, they don't get McDavid, but whose vibes were significantly higher? The Sabres, by a mile.
And it was because Edmonton had that perception because they had already won the number one overall pick several years in a row. And now it's like, oh, they get it again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, come on, maybe we can stop giving Edmonton the number one overall pick, please. That'd be great.
But you think about that draft night. I mean, they already added Evander Kane late in the previous season.
Mm-hmm.
They make the Ryan O'Reilly trade, I believe, either it's that night, don't they? The Ryan O'Reilly trade that night?
The acquisition, yes.
Yes. So you add him. You add like the
Lehner
vibes
as well.
The vibes at that time.
They also add Lehner in that day as well. I remember that day for two things. One, obviously, Buffalo selects Jack Eichel. The other, me thinking that Don Sweeney was on mushrooms with his draft class.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, that's right. They had three first-round picks. Boston had
all in a row. Passed on Matthew Barzell all three times.
Yeah. It was not just that he had three first-round picks. They were all consecutive.
That's right, they were. Speaking of making a ton of first-round draft picks, last night was the NBA draft. The Brooklyn Nets had five first-round picks last night. They made them all.
That's sicko behavior, and I love it.
Really? You made them all? Really?
Ready? That's sicko. I love it.
It is one of those where
it's sicko.
And from everything I saw from like NBA behavior. Draft people, they're like, this is horrendous. I hate everything about this draft.
I love it. But
I remember that night too. I was at the time working as a lifeguard. I'm a junior in high school at the time. And my dad texted me like an hour left in my shift because I was on my break. And he's like, do you want to go like to the draft party at the arena? So me and him went. And I just remember, I think we were actually sitting in the 300s or maybe it was all the 100s. But just like seeing everything come down, it was still like somewhat the early days of Twitter. So like, yep. You know, there was excitement there and just seeing everything happening. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun at that time.
You know?
And it's so stark to where, I mean, the Bills at the time, what was going on with the Bills? Nothing good.
Nothing good. But now though, you mention it though. And now, 10 years to that clip, here we all are.
Yeah, we're still
dealing with the misery of the Sabres.
And the Sabres drought was not that long. It really wasn't.
It was only at 4 years at the time.
It was part of that. There will be pain.
There will be pain. There will be suffering. But there is supposed to be hope on the other side. And then we fell into an endless chasm where we do not know where the end is currently.
Just a wild ride for those 10 years. But to remember like those feelings at the time for both sports franchises – wildly different. The only thing that would make that even more hysterical is if the Bills had won a Super Bowl in this window where you're like, also, man, how did that happen in these 10 years and the Sabres did nothing?
It is also kind of wild and fitting, though, that the general manager that traded Jack Eichel is the one that's still here.
Still here, yep. 803-0550, the number two call. Let's go back to your phone calls. Alex is up first. Alex, how are we doing this morning?
I'm doing okay, surprisingly. All right. Thanks for having me on.
Giddy up.
Hey, that's good, though.
I was the first caller on the afternoon show after the Kevin Adams press conference, and I'm feeling much better today. Actually,
there we go. Okay.
Yeah, it's not all bad here. I think, well, first I wanted to say that I love you guys. I love when you have the mic on this show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I think you're a rising star. You're entertaining. You're level-headed. You're reasonable. Derek, you are not those last two things. It took me about a year to like understand you, but then once it clicked, I can't get enough. I love when you guys are running the show.
Hey man, it took you to understand me 1 year. What's the secret? Because I don't understand me, and I'm 36.
still trying to figure it out.
I think the secret is just roll with it and ride with it, and you know.
Thank you, Alex.
Yeah. I wasn't prepared to answer that. The why, kind of like Kevin Adams, but. Know that the sentiment is sincere. Back to the Sabres, specifically Paterka, like I don't hate this trade. What have we been clamoring for all offseason? A partner for Owen Power. Not for years we've been talking about that. And any good trade is going to hurt a bit initially. And I think the hard thing here is to separate our hate. I don't think hate is really that strong of a word. Shouldn't hate anyone, but it's hard to separate our hate for Kevin Adams from the actual hockey decision.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people were upset about the McLeod trade last year. Certainly not to this level, but it worked out. People have noted that Paterka is a one-dimensional player at this point in his career. Mm-hmm. He could get better, but the Sabres need to win now, and they address arguably their biggest need in the deal, albeit creating another hole. And that's my next point. Is that part of the value in this trade that people are saying, you know, we didn't get enough? Part of the value is that Kesterling's on a $1.5 million restricted contract, if I'm clear. So we're, you know, we could have signed Paterka to a qualifying offer, but I don't think that would have gone over. So we, you know, in a way, we're saving $6 million in cap space on the deal. The thing that's I'm worried about is whether we're actually going to do anything with that. So,
right.
Derek, you touched on this. Like, we need to see what happens next.
Yep.
We need to see what happens with Byram free agency, if the Sabres are actually, if they're actually going to spend to the cap. But Kesterling, I really like this kid from what I've seen. Like, he's huge, he can skate, he can hit, and he's got a little swagger to him. So I'm actually optimistic. And, you know, I didn't want to trade Paterka, but here we are. So now, you know, I'm trying to look at this with a glass half full. I think it's just really hard for fans to get past the, you know, how they feel about Kevin Adams and look at this objectively. Thanks, guys. I'll hang up and listen.
Alex, thanks for the call.
Appreciate all of that, by the way.
I would say, I don't want to say, like, great job just because, like, you know, he gave us compliments, but, like, thank you.
But also he brought good takes.
I think that is something. We had a caller who wasn't able to hold on, but I really wanted to get to his point. I believe his name was Mike. But his point was, like, it would be easier if I didn't have to Google these players. Like, that's what Josh was able
that was
to put
Jerry.
In the description. Jerry. He was able to put in the description, like, it'd be nice if I didn't have to Google these players. I think that is part of it. Of you know, there's the vitriol, the hate, however you want to put it, towards Kevin Adams. There is a strong belief, I'd say, by 95% of the fan base, he should not still be in the job. The press conference this week did not help. So anything he does, especially when he's trading, quote-unquote, arguably, the best player in the trade, it's not going to go over well. It doesn't help either when us in Buffalo, it's probably not a lot of Sabres fans who were watching Utah Mammoth games last year, or, well, Utah Hockey Club games last year.
Right.
There probably weren't a ton. So you hear about this young defenseman, but honestly, we won't know until the fall if he's any good or not on the Sabres. So there is this feeling of, what the hell are we doing? What's going on? But I do think Alex brings up a good point that, well, we've been kind of asking for a defensive partner for Owen Power for a few years now. He seems to fit this role. He is a big guy. He's fast.
He can skate well.
He's
That's
got
a big
skill.
Thing.
This could be a long-term partnership for him. And if the Sabres do trade Byram for a top six forward, or they pair him in the ninth overall pick to go get a guy like Elias Pettersson, or if they just trade Byram for, you know, argument's sake, Marco Rossi, what have you. All of a sudden, and this is why I...
It lands Marco Rossi.
I know. I'm being aggressive there, but just follow me here a little for a second. That's why for me, it's just, let me get to Monday.
And that's why I said, we can't look at the trade in a vacuum or in isolation. And also, for the people that are upset still, I'm with, like, I get it,
mm-hmm.
and I understand, and I'm kind of with you. But something Alex said makes a good point there. Sometimes to get something, you have to give something and it hurts. I do think it was an underwhelming value return on the player given.
Mm-hmm.
But Kesselring is not he's not just a guy.
Every NHL person I see is they're like, that is a guy.
If there's some form of solace in this, I'm not going to say Adam's cooked. I am going to say there's at least some piece of substance coming back here. There is some meat on this bone. Not as much as you would have liked or what you ordered.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got some wings and, like, they got over-fried and, like, there's a little bit of meat off the bone at that point. Like, it's a little disappointing. But there's still something there.
And the sauce is good.
The sauce is good. Yes. That's Kesselring. That's Kesselring. That's the sauce. So, yeah. I think that's all. There's a lot of good points in there from Alex. So good call. Thank you for that call and appreciate that.
And something Paul said today with Sal and Joe, too, about Paterka and something Alex brought up. And you know, look, he can absolutely develop more.
Right.
But the player that is leaving Buffalo is very one-dimensional and has a very high shot percentage. And so, and it's the player that's leaving Buffalo. It's not the player that may become in Utah.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a good chance, because he is not good in his own end at all, that he does stay that one-dimensional player. And for Utah now, he is their second highest paid player.
That is the part that they're banking on, is that he takes that next step that is being projected. And I do believe that that is a fair assessment. The Sabres are doing the same thing. Both teams are making a projection here.
Yeah. Paterka, though, and this is where you'll get in the more just broad fan on Twitter feelings, Paterka's the flashier player. He's the more known player. He did put up 68 points last year and 50 the year prior, and he's 23.
And he scored 28 and 27 goals in consecutive years.
Yeah, easily he's the more flashy player, and arguably he's the better player right now. But what the Sabres needed now was guys to help them today, and they needed to get better defensively. They arguably, with the goaltending situation, can't really have forwards who are bad on defense.
Yes. I will say, like I said, underwhelming is probably the proper word on the return, but there's something that is there. I don't like, though, that the misinformation thing immediately gets to able to be turned around on now. And I don't like that you have 4 years of control and you're trading somebody on the first sign of malcontent.
Now, that is a good point to bring up, is that
I still don't like that.
And
that's something Alex brings up with, like, the hatred and the vitriol towards Kevin Adams. This part doesn't help.
No, because there literally any pushback on a young ascending player, like the first time in forever that you had a second round pick actually become anything. he's gone. A young,
and
fun
say
player.
He doesn't sign. Like, you qualify him so that, you know, you right. at least have control. Say,
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Yeah, say he decides to, like, head home, for example.
Okay, yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Then the Sabres now have to trade him. Are you telling me that there's going to be a diminished return on a 23-year-old forward who scored 27 and 28 goals in consecutive years? No, you're probably getting at least the same return if he forces your hand. Just because teams know doesn't mean that they're not competing with each other. Right? So I feel like you had some more time to posture and dance on this one.
I think that's why most people thought it would drag in either to the summer or even the next year. It is very stunning that this happened before Byram. If Byram is traded at all, I think he will be. But that was always the belief going into this week, is that Byram would be traded during the draft or around the draft, and we would see what happens with Peterka. The hope being you sign him to a long-term deal, but a trade always sort of hovering over you. Instead, it's Peterka first. And now you're kind of hinging on Byram being part of a top six forward move. Or do you go into the free agency well? Nikolai Ehlers is a guy that has been brought up a lot as someone that they could go and go get. You know, how much does that make you feel good as if Byram is part of a trade to maybe add another defenseman or another forward, and then they also add Ehlers? Like, there are moves the Sabres can make.
There are moves that can be made.
That can make you excited. I'm not saying it's going to be exciting as 10 years ago when, you know, you were all of a sudden looking at a Vander Kane, Ryan O'Reilly, and Jack Eichel.
And Leonard.
And Reinhardt. I'm not saying that. But also, I've been bullish on saying I don't think this team is that far off. I think they really just need to get better defensively and have more timely saves from goaltenders. And if that happens, they should be a playoff team.
So when it comes down to it, though, ultimately, for me, And I think this is something I'm going to profess at this point, I'm overall not thrilled, but there is something good coming back in here, and this trade cannot be looked at in isolation. You said it. Let's get to Monday. Let's get to Monday. Let's find out what the roster is looking like from there. And even then, free agency is a thing, and I know that the Sabres don't really use it, let alone Kevin Adams.
Mm-hmm.
But even historically as a franchise, they don't.
Yeah, right. Right.
But there are players that are going to be out there this year. Like, it's going to happen. That's a reality. We'll find out what we get. Because even then, like, the re-signings will have happened by then. Those late re-signings for UFAs. We'll find out what the actual free agent market class is going to look like by Monday and Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
That's when we're going to know. So let's get through... Honestly, let's talk in a week.
Let's talk in a week.
I'm allowing myself to reserve for more anger next week on Thursday when I'm in front of a microphone again. Or, I mean, I will be all of next week. But, like, I'm just saying, a week from now, let's give it a proper gauge of overall what does the start of your offseason look like, and is it a recipe for success, or did you not do enough?
Yep. Let's go back to the phones. Michael, up next. Michael, you're on WGR. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Boy, I'll tell you, the signing of Pekka Linen making a big splash. I wake up this morning, it's pouring like a monsoon. not quite the splash that I was looking for.
Nice. I like the analogy. Fair.
You know, here we sign these two, and then they come up with a trade like this. Don't quite understand it. I'm a Sabres fan. I bleed blue and gold. I used to practice with them quite a bit as a goalie. And, you know, I'm willing to sit it out a little bit more. What are your thoughts, though, number one, on Ryan Johnson? He was supposed to be a highly touted prospect, defensive prospect. But lately he seems to have been kind of idle down in Rochester. And my other point is really any goalie in this system or in the NHL, there's not a lot of them that would really have a heck of a chance with the way that they've been playing behind the blue line.
Agreed.
And, I really don't think any goalie back there would do well. But one thing I am thinking, though, is I truly believe that we need a new goalie coach. What are your thoughts?
That might be something, Michael, honestly, because I know people have brought up coaches a lot, and I don't really disagree. I get very worried about the development. Rochester typically does well, but there is this, for a lot of these guys, that sort of stopgap of, okay, they're really good in the AHL. They can't seem to make the jump to the NHL. Goalies, you could argue maybe it's the same thing. Like, we're having a really hard time with Devin Levi, right, Derek? I mean, like, he's incredible at times in Rochester. But he gets to the NHL, and it's stark. It's different.
Mike Bales, Marty Wolford are two assistant coaches that I have wanted off of this roster now for several years.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like it's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
So, unfortunately, sorry, Michael.
It's all right. Apologies.
It doesn't look like it's happening. Because the goaltending coach isn't the only one. Even Seth Appert running the power play, it looks more of like the same systemic issues.
It doesn't help either that most Lindy-Ruff teams don't have great power plays.
Yeah, that doesn't help either. That's not going to help. But yeah, no, I don't see any change to the coaching staff, sadly. I like the monsoon analogy because it's not what you expected. It's a move. It's a splash. But why is it raining sideways?
why is it raining sideways? Why am I worried a tree might fall into my room?
Why am I worried right now? Do I need a raft?
The Ryan Johnson thing is also interesting.
Ryan Johnson
is... because he was like their only big like defensive prospect that wasn't drafted first overall.
And it really has become like they are kind of, at least compared to their forward group, they are kind of barren on the back end.
It's not good.
And Ryan Johnson was supposed to be chief amongst that group.
Mm-hmm.
Johnson does look like he's ultimately going to top off at a bottom pair defenseman.
Yeah.
Which is fine. You need those. That's how you lose Stanley Cup finals, by the way, or that's how you lose in the playoffs. Look at me talking about playoffs. But Cody Ceci shouldn't have been in the top four for Dallas.
Right. Yeah.
That man should be a bottom pair defenseman. Matthias Samuelsson should be a bottom pair defenseman. He's not paid like it, but he should be a bottom pair defenseman. If he's playing less minutes a night, are we as angry about Samuelsson?
I mean, like, probably objectively, no. There's less time to make mistakes. There's less time to affect the game.
Thank you. So that's all I got to say about that.
And then on Kessel Ryan Ring Johnson, and the whole goalie thing, that's where I've been at. I think if you improve the blue line, you'll at least get competent goaltending. Because I think there is at least a competent goalie in UPL.
Or you have your answer.
In maybe both UPL and Levi.
Yeah,
but
you can have your answer and move on.
Defensively for years.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, but that's been a talking point for, I think, most fans is that they really needed a partner for Owen Power. This move,
inarguably, does it.
We'll see how well. But inarguably, it doesn't. 803-0550, the number two call. Rich, Anthony, if you hold on, we'll get to you guys coming up after this quick timeout. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here in the Northtown Automotive X Point Show. And this is WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.